B-Pod Studios.
$29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up the Bagster. Dumpster in the back.
Hi, I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card.
And I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard.
With me, you save 10 cents per gallon up to 20 gallons every time you fill up.
Hey, that's the same with me.
And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations?
Yeah, and I can be used anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
Oh, I like you already.
At Shell, it's all about saving. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries on Saturday, January 12th at Winterfest Live. Come for the brews, stay for the party. Get your tickets at xfinitylive.com.
CMA, ACM, and CMT nominated Randy Houser Magnolia Tour. Saturday, January 26th, the Event Center at Sugar House Casino. Tickets on sale now at sugarhousecasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Philly's ultimate sportsbook has arrived. Sugar House Casino is now your home for action-packed live sports betting. Enjoy the best odds on pro sports, college, and more. Philly loves a winner. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Very silly names for very serious beer. Come experience what that means at the one and only Evil Genius Beer Company on North Front Street in Fishtown, Philadelphia. As creators of outrageous, unique, and delicious local beer, they're always concocting their next seasonal masterpiece. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Evil Genius Beer is a great, unique spot to come watch all your favorite games, including Thursday and Sunday night football. Come for the game, but stay for the beer. See more at evilgeniusbeer.com. Evil Genius Beer Company. Very silly names for very serious beer.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Hello?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Wednesday through all across the Delaware Valley, live from Andy's Diner in Conshohocken. The Midday Show with Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. As we get set, ooh, this is a big day, this hump day. This is a day that this is where we begin to shape our feelings and opinions on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that face.
I just had a nice plate
of eggs. Oh, my God. What's the matter?
I just had a nice breakfast.
Jason.
Three eggs over. And a little side of scrapple, Ant. But so I'm well nourished.
We love everything in Andy's Diner, but what's the matter? Your face.
I have what you would call as in the struggle within, to use Metallica's song's name. The struggle within.
No struggle within. It's a good song.
It's an internal struggle that I have right now, and there's two sides, and it's good versus evil. It's
you fear the devil.
I fear you. Better fear the devil.
You fear the devil.
Yep. I do.
You fear the saints?
I have the one side where that faith is just overwhelming.
What about St. Nick?
Yeah, and that's like the comforting blanket right now. It's my whoopee. But the other side... When I go away from a little bit of the eagle glasses that you wear, I realize that this test this week is very exorbitant. This is a tough matchup.
Listen, the divisional round of the playoffs. You're not expecting a layup.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the Eagles didn't get a layup last year in this situation that the Saints are in when the Atlanta Falcons came to town. That was a close football game. And it came down to what? One play and Julio Jones slipping in the end zone.
Yeah.
And the Eagles moved to the NFC Championship game. But the one thing that has me really worried is that Drew Brees has what Mitch Trubisky didn't have. That's a wealth of experience.
I got news for you. Trubisky didn't lose the game for him.
No, I know.
Trubisky played well.
Mm-hmm.
He threw for 300 yards.
Yeah. But Drew Brees.
I mean, the Eagles' defense came up opportune times to stall some drives.
Yeah, but that offense isn't nearly as prolific as the Saint offense.
I agree. But, you know, they're also, like, that other side opposite Michael Thomas, you know, has been a revolving door.
Well, the big key, and you brought this up when heading into the Bears game, was they got to stop the run. And they did with Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. And got
Kamara's outrageous. They have two backs. You got
Ingram.
Yeah, exactly.
So therein lies my two nightmares. It's Drew Brees, and it's that running
attack. And the winged running backs?
Yeah. I mean, if you can't stop the run against, and we saw that the first, you know, they used the pass to set up the run. And they had their way with the Eagles on that day, I guess.
Well, listen, but here's my argument. And then I'll play St. Michael and slay the devil.
Go on, Mike.
The idea of the Saints peaking, I guess, and Adam Schefter was on the morning show today. And Schefter talked about the idea of them being the peaking during the months of October and November. And I believe that.
I agree.
I believe the Saints were playing their best football, much like the Rams were playing their best football in October and November.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a league of January, December and January. You know, you know that the Eagles are a hot team. They're obviously hotter than the Bears. Oh, the Bears are the hottest team in football. Well, 10 out of 11. Eagles are hotter.
Yeah, and they have the secret sauce, and that's Nick Foles. So, look, I have this internal struggle that I'm dealing with right now. If you want to X and O it, then you come up Saints every time. You just do.
Yeah, but actually, it's not as...
Games aren't X and O, though, completely.
No, know? But here's my point. But the game, when you X and O it, it's not... The disparity's not 48-7 like it was.
Oh, I agree. Yep.
So, you know, if I X and O it, it may come up Saints because they're home, but it's a lot closer. And because it's a lot closer, that means everything's in play.
Yeah. Well, and I agree. I think the home field is a big factor. I thought it was a big factor last week for the Bears, but the Eagles overcame it because...
I mean, listen to that. Yeah. I mean,
that key drive.
It's the same playing against that defense... On the grass and cold. It was still cold, even though it wasn't, you know, bitter. It was still cold.
Yeah, it wasn't 80.
That's as daunting a road test as the dome.
No question about it. But I'd be a fool to say I'm not feeling it from just a story standpoint. And I can't fracture my faith in what Nick Foles has done and become with this team. So I got to look at it and say, boy, of course they have a chance because this guy defies all odds. He went into L.A. as a 13.5-point dog on Sunday night and won that game to save a season.
I can't, right now when I look at it, I don't see how this game is not close.
Yeah, I think it's a close game.
I don't see how it's not close. The defense
you're feeling pretty good.
I do. I feel it. I feel it.
Yeah. I was noticing it starting to settle into you yesterday.
I feel it. You can see it. This team can play with anybody. Listen, I'm not saying it's a lock or anything like that, but I've seen that team gets blown out in October, November, comes back in the playoffs and wins. I've seen that storyline a bunch of times.
Yeah, and Tony Dungy talked about that in 05 with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who went on to win the Super Bowl. They kicked the crap out of them earlier that season. We talked about it with the Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
In the 08 season, Eagles 48-20 beat them on a Thanksgiving night and they lost them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's just something that, you know, how many times in baseball, this team was 10-1 or, you know, 13-7 against them or whatever, and then they come out in the series and win. Like, that's
sports.
It is. It's a part of it. And again, because There's familiarity. There's the idea of peaking and hot and when you're playing well. Like right now, the Eagles are playing really, really well. That's why I like them someday. I just think they're hot. They're playing well. The Foles factor, you know, St. Nick.
It's why you can't get caught up and say, well, the Eagles were only a 9-7 team and they were a 12-4 or whatever it is.
No.
Because the football season is like four different seasons, right? You have your first phase, your first four games, and then your second yes. two. And then the ultimate one, if you get there, is the playoff is the fifth season, and it's a totally new season. With all the stuff that happened to lead you to there, it doesn't matter because it's how you're playing at that point. It no longer matters what you did in September and October and that you got your ass kicked on November 18th, you know, 48-7. None of that matters anymore. So, I'm fighting. I'm having an internal struggle. You hear me? I'm conflicted here.
I know. And we'll help you out today.
This isn't some, like, radio shit.
I'm sure the callers will help. I know it's not.
I was just thinking about it.
I know it's not. Listen, I get it. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, we all... It's all just to feel. You can't help how you feel.
Yeah.
The way you feel. You're a sports fan. We're weird people, sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
We are, because we feel things. And even though sometimes our heads tells us something, you know, what we feel is another.
Yeah. We're whimsical.
No, I mean, that's what it is.
But that's why it's great.
Yeah, I this whole story, like this dude... I don't know. I'm done with the you know, I've been done with the I don't understand it now. Like the guy just wins. So
yeah.
And like that play, Tate, which it'll now be known as,
yeah,
was ridiculous. Tate that he called it.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints defense has had a good year. It's overlooked because of the Saints offense.
Yeah.
Saints defense shut down the Eagles the first time. I got to believe that Nick Foles took a look at that tape and he sees something else.
Yeah, on both sides.
I want Nick Foles to be someday to be my offense coordinator too, my play caller.
I agree. He's extremely intelligent. Real quick too, last night I had one of those nights. I worked out the remote last night. The thing had smoke coming out of its ears, the remote.
Yeah, we had a busy day. It was a busy night, but both winners.
Sixers. Yeah, Sixers fly.
We got what we wanted out of last night.
Win-win, right?
Win-win.
But with a win-loss, you got a win-win.
That's right.
Lose for Hughes.
I'm so into... I heard Mikey yesterday say, wow, what's this, the process? Yeah, this is the process.
Yeah, they'll never call it that as that word, but yeah, you're right.
Who cares? But it's the process. You got to lose. Right now, this whole season's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that kid.
Yeah, you got to put yourself in the best position to do so. I zipped in on a little Duke basketball last night. How about Zion last night? 30.
Wow, look at you, college hooping it.
Well, dude, it was a good night to just kind of
get
around. We've been so hyper focused on everything Eagles that I haven't really been paying attention to all the other things going on. And Zion is a show.
Nah,
I'm watching Duke blow with a blowout win over Wake Forest last night.
Yeah, no, he's a great player. No, he's
shooting three.
He's ridiculous. He's a great kid too.
Yeah,
by the way. He's a fun loving kid. The college kids are amazing. I love these kids today.
Yeah,
Trevor Lawrence, who won a national championship Monday night, Sunshine.
Yep,
that kid's ridiculous. You kidding me? Fun loving the whole thing.
Going to be teams tanking to get him.
Yeah.
In a couple of years.
He's the best quarterback prospect in a while.
It's funny,
my buddy Boo said, if I was just a kid's father, I would shut him down for 2 years.
He's got a big insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly.
610-632-0975.
I can't think about anything. I'll be honest with you.
I'm the same way. I was popping around.
I can't think about it. I can't concentrate. Like, I watch Sixers. I can't concentrate on anything other than Sunday.
Yeah. Because, again, it's all on the line.
Football. This is it.
It's football. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez coming to you from Andy's Diner in Conshohocken today. We're here too. Stop by, have some great lunch, breakfast, whatever you choose. And we're back right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you about the Rothenberg Law Firm. Now, sports radio hosts and fans in Philadelphia, we talk about our Philly sports teams and how much winning means to us in this great city. At the Rothenberg Law Firm, they know how good winning feels and how important it is because that's exactly what they've been doing in the courtroom for their clients every day. And that's win. The Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly Proud and Philly Strong for over 49 years. And they've been protecting, fighting, and standing up for the injured people of Philadelphia all along the way. If you're like me, you grew up around here, you remember seeing Alan Rothenberg on TV. Well, since then, Alan and his family have continued and grown their firm into the trusted household name that it is today. So if you're injured and you want to win, you call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. The number to call is 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or you can visit their website, injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Welcome back live to Andy's Diner in Concha Hocken.
We lost him. Oh, there he is.
What's about how Tucker? Yeah. Tucker's awake.
What an interesting day that was.
Tucker yesterday slept through three quarters of the show. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. And make sure he say he's. I guess he's going to sound well rested.
Well, yeah. I mean, geez, he didn't have a nap yesterday. He had a sleep.
Yeah, that was a good sleep.
Yeah, I was getting text messages from all kinds of people last night. My father-in-law, go, oh, man, that was hilarious when Tucker was snoring on the air.
He's got to get the CPAP.
Yeah, he does.
He's got to get the CPAP.
We're going to send one down to Austin.
So, let's get back because you have a crisis of confidence. What there's a litany of reasons why they're in the game,
mm-hmm.
and the whole primary reason is just this story that it continues that Foles somehow can make miracles. Like if he can make Cody Parkey miss and make that ball, then I go, it's the fingertip. But if he can make that happen and make the Bears beat the Vikings to get in the week before that. He can outduel Drew Brees, Westlake High School,
yeah.
That whole storyline, plot line. This is his time.
Now, are you...
Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, he wants to win. They want to get back. But this is Nick Foles' time.
Are you a bit of a superstitious guy when it comes to sports?
Yes.
So you won't be like if a pitcher's got a no-no going in the seventh, bottom of the seventh, and he's dealing, you're not going to go, oh, he's got a no-hitter going. You're not going to verbalize that because then you're jinxing it.
Well, I would text like my cousin and say, Noel's got a no-hitter.
Okay.
So I would say, are you watching?
Okay. But the thing with Foles is it's this magic that we're relying on.
That's
the faith
you
of
know,
it.
I mean,
right?
Listen, when you're an underdog and you're going to be an underdog and they're what? It's eight still?
Yeah.
You know, you're an 8-point underdog for a reason. The Saints are a great team and you're playing in the dome. But all that said, the Eagles are a different team, a vastly different team when they met. I have an issue as well.
What's your issue?
My issue is with the defensive coordinator.
Of the Eagles?
Correct.
Well, what's the issue?
No, it's...
They've been good lately.
It's been real good.
Yeah.
No, that's the issue.
Well, why is that an issue?
No, it's that I've never been a Schwartz...
Scheme guy.
I've been off the Schwartz... Jim Schwartz bandwagon, and he's done a great job.
Yeah, but why is that an issue for you? Because it should have been done earlier?
No, because, I've had this internal struggle with him. Like,
oh, I see what you're
like,
saying.
Like, I hate his scheme, but he's fine.
But you're lauding the result right now.
But he's done a great job.
Okay. All right. This is the struggles that happen as
fans.
Well,
look, I mean, this defense has been really, really good. It just has. It's... You know, I know it gave up 300 yards to Trubisky, but, enough. They don't allow points.
See, we go through these imaginations in our head, right, as fans. We look at it from our heart, and that's the faith side, right? And then we look at it from our analytical side.
Sure.
And then that's how you come up with your expectation. Yeah. That's how you calculate it. And you go through different... One day the faith side rises up and is so overwhelming that you can't deny it. And you feel great about it. Like Super Bowl Sunday last year.
Yeah.
You go, this is just our time.
Yeah.
And it was.
And it feels like the same thing. And I don't know. Again, it's one game.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like a game of good fortune.
Yeah. Well,
that was earned as well. I mean, they earned it. You drive 60 yards against that defense. That's not luck.
No, you're right about. You're so right about that. And that's the one thing I go back to, because they didn't back their way into that win. He went out there and did a 60-yard drive with 4 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah, he
was the best defense in football,
right?
And they called the play. Let's start off on the phones. Go to Greg in New Hope. He joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing today, Greg?
What's going on, fellas? Doing great. Riding the magic ride, baby. That's what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, the magic is real. It's palpable. But, Jason, you raised it. You know, like, I could see that you're on the fence. Like, you want to be in, but you know who you're playing. You know where you're playing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're rationalizing all this stuff. So I'll go with the rationale for you, all right? You know, peaking in football is like a real thing. I mean, it's at this point, it's almost like a cliche, but it's the teams that peak right now are the teams that are the most dangerous. Do you guys agree with that? That's a real thing.
Yes.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I believe right now the Eagles are the better team. They've been peaking longer, and the Saints have been sort of like on a decline. They're sort of like they're ho-hum like a little bit. I mean, Drew was benched in the second half of the second game before the end of the season, didn't play in the final game, didn't play in the first round of the playoffs. That's a lot of downtime. Like, our team is sprung. It's feeling hungry. It's wearing ski masks. It's got all this energy. You know what I mean? It's hyped. It's hyper to get going. They want to have revenge on this team. I really believe that that's all seriously real. Like, everybody's peaking. The secondary is peaking. The front four is peaking. The offensive line's playing out of their mind right now. They're peaking. The quarterback's playing well. Like, all facets of the game are doing really, really well. And we've seen the Saints actually decline. Now, some of it has been...
Well, no, you know, I mean, they really haven't declined.
Yeah.
I think you overstate that piece of it. They haven't declined.
You're right. I'll restate that. I think that they peaked like 5 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, they played their best football 5 to 4 weeks ago.
Well, 5 weeks ago they lost to Dallas 13-10.
Right. They look human. They look beatable. And we know that Nick can outduel a top-rated quarterback. He did it last year in the Super Bowl. We know that he's been able to do it. It's not like it's a far-fetched kind of thing where he can go toe-to-toe with a quarterback that can score points. He actually he answered the bell every single time that Tom Brady went down the field and scored points. He actually did that.
No question about it. He outdueled it, and they outdueled the Patriots. Brady threw for over 500 yards. Anthony, the thing is, as I'm going through this last night, the similarities, and I broke out my computer as I was sitting on the couch flipping through all the games last night. The similarities for the Eagles 2017 season and the way they entered the playoffs are so eerily reminiscent of the 2018 Saints. Here's the deal. The Eagles last year in 2017, Anthony, to finish their schedule, they lost in week 13 to Seattle 24-10. Then they beat the Rams. They beat the Giants. They beat Oakland, and they lost to Dallas in that meaningless game. The New Orleans Saints in week 13 lost to the Dallas Cowboys. Then they beat Tampa Bay, they beat Carolina, they beat Pittsburgh, and then they lost to Carolina in a meaningless game to end the season. The Eagles were in the same situation last year.
Yeah, except for a big difference.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Drew Brees is still upright.
That's the thing. And they're not in a position where they can rally behind this underdog mentality, and that's what the Eagles rode last year by virtue that it organically happened. But that being said, you know, the Eagles were coming off a bye week, and they had a very tough game against a really good quarterback,
right,
in Matt Ryan, in a low-scoring game. And the Saints have played a couple low-scoring games here on the back end of their schedule. As a matter of fact, 12-9 was the score when they beat the Carolina Panthers the first time. So the similarities are so just, they're right there in front of me, and that's another thing that I struggle with. Because that bye week does mean a lot. It's why you bust your ass to get it.
Well, listen, you're fresh. It's one less game that you have to play.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I've seen it both ways, right? I'll never forget the game. You remember it was the Giants. It happened twice. But the second Giants run, they're playing the Packers. And the Packers are at home after defending champions, having won the Super Bowl. And Packers roll. And they were sluggish. The offenses came out. It wasn't right. The Giants hit a Hail Mary right before halftime.
They punched him in the face.
And they won handily that game.
Yeah.
And part of it is that they're in a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes these wild card teams, they get hot. It's because they're playing and they're in a rhythm. And
the week-to-week rhythm of
it. You know, the Eagles are in a rhythm.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something.
And they've been in playoff mode for far longer than just the one playoff game because they needed to win to get in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, sometimes that works in, you know, especially a team like the Eagles that are relatively healthy.
Well, they're more healthy now than they've been all season.
I know. That's a big deal.
Yeah. And the secondary is far better now than it's been all season as well.
I mean, look, they didn't blow on the field against them the first time.
Yeah.
But this is a different team that's playing with way more confidence, that's more intact.
Now, let's go back to yesterday's show, Anthony, because we went to our friend Tucker from Austin, Texas. And here's what we got when we went to the call all six times that we went to Tucker, with the exception of at the very end of the show when he dropped off. Andrew, do you know that audio? I think he fell asleep.
What up?
He did. He fell asleep.
This is awesome.
Boy, that's a mouth open. Well, he might want to get a sleep apnea. He needs a CPAP.
My God.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a 747.
It sounds like a 747, you said. Let's check in now.
Nice job, Andrew.
And see if he's awake. Tuck, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm awake, boy.
Man, you were in good,
dude.
Full-blown REM.
What happened?
I stayed up all night after that Eagles win, and I was just hanging out at home, put you guys on, called in, and I just crashed out.
Dude, wow. Yesterday was Tuesday. The game was on Sunday.
I know, because you know how it is when it pushes you into Monday.
Catches up. Yep.
Yeah, you're barely hanging on Monday, and then Tuesday I was out, but I woke up with like 100 mentions, and everyone's all like, "What's going on with you?" And it was really funny, man. So,
well, we put you in the mix for caller of the week for that call yesterday.
Oh, nice! Well,
some of your best stuff.
I worry about you. You got to go see a sleep doctor.
Yeah, that's what my girlfriend was telling me. She was like, I mean, she's always giving me crap about how loud I snore, and so
I felt like I was back on the ramp at the airport.
Hey, Tuck, were you in your car?
No, I was on the couch, and I put I had my earphones in, and I put the phone right on my chest. Next thing I know,
wow.
I wake up. By the way, check this out. 3 hours and 14 minutes is how long I was on the phone.
That's classic. Now, how were you? How long were you sleeping of that? Do you remember?
Basically the whole time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's impressive, dude.
You called in, and it was like they hit you with propofol, man. Knock your ass out.
That's great.
What's your Eagles point, Tuck?
My Eagles point is, so I went ahead and I looked at some of the stats, and they have a really good rush defense, but the Saints are 29th in passing, only 18th in interceptions, 31st in receiving yards allowed. So this is a game where Nick needs to look towards Alshon. He needs to look towards Nelly and get them the football. I think that it's going to be a tough game, but I have this feeling, just like Ant, like I really have this strange feeling that the Eagles are going to somehow pull this out. And when I think about all the things they've been talking trash, like we wore the mask, then they said we stole it. It's like they're obsessed with us.
Yeah, that's awesome, Tuck.
Thanks, Tucker. I'm glad
they're obsessed with us.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hyper focused on the Eagles. Well, you got them, and we coming, said Jason Peters. Coming up next, we're gonna hear from Doug Peterson. his Wednesday availability.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Stay tuned. Doug Peterson's press conference, Wednesday availability, is coming up after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, I want to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with any of your cleanup. We know it's the Bagster Bag. The Fly Guys get a nice welcome rest in the Bagster Bag. And it's okay, Jace, to put the flyers in the Bagster Bag, because if you put this season in the bag, maybe what comes back is a kid named Hughes. That's the move, all right? That's the move. Hey, the Bagster Bag is a 3-cubic-yard dumpster to bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores everywhere for only $29.99. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. You're a contractor? Believe me, you need to know the Bagster Bag, like my man Marco. You got to know the Bagster Bag. But hey, look, it's for any of your cleanup. It works great around the house because at some point, you're going to be cleaning out stuff or you're going to be remodeling. And the Bagster, well, it comes to your rescue. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection. It's gone. The time limit's completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com. Find the store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in the back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here's Eagle Take Coach Doug Peterson.
But anyway, okay, in his absence.
We're not really having practice today.
Well, we're practicing today.
Oh, well, you're walking through,
right? Yeah, but it's still practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
My point is, injured guys, do you have any kind of update or anybody that might be back this week?
Just the usual suspects. So DJ Alexander, we're gonna you know try to increase him a little bit. He's still day to day. Sidney Jones the same way, increase him a little bit day to day and see where they're at. So this walkthrough will help us, and it's a little faster than a walkthrough. It's more of a jog through, but it's an opportunity to see where they're at.
And Carson will be out for something.
Carson will be out, like out. I haven't decided that yet. No.
So what would be the reason then for not having him as a backup,
which was he wasn't a backup? Well, that'd be a decision that I would make later in the week, but I'm not ready to make that decision yet.
So there would be conceivably a reason for having him as the backup, though, over me if he was healthy?
I mean, if there was that scenario, if that possibility, we're talking about what ifs again, but I would agree with you, yes.
So
if that came up, but
Nick the rest of the way?
This week, yeah. This week.
What's
in progress? It's a one and done season right now.
What's in progress? Mike Wallace
pays attention. He's doing well. He's doing well. He's another one I should have mentioned, but he's going to do a little bit more this week as well, and just see where he's at. But he's fought his way back, and he's excited. So we'll see where he's at again this week.
Doug, that loss to the Saints was obviously a kind of a pivotal point in this season. How much does that loss still be weighing you?
I mean, you know, in this business, you got to have short-term memory, and you got to just push the eject button a lot and move on to the next one. And you know, we look back at it and look at it from a standpoint of X's and O's and personnel, and you know, what did we do, not do, and what can we do better, and all those types of things. But you know, I don't think you just say, hey, you focus on that game. I mean, you know, we've. As I said the other day on Monday, I mean, we're different. I mean, they're different, obviously, and we're just looking forward to going back down there.
Do you think they lose you guys?
I think that just being in the divisional round is fuel enough. Where we are, we're one of four NFC teams remaining. That's fuel enough.
Can you really learn that much from a game like that where the snowball starts going down the hill, where you kind of just say it's one of those games? how much can you really take from that particular?
Well, I mean, there are some things, you know, in the first half at least. I mean, you can look at and you know, we did a couple nice things. We had a nice touchdown run in there, and so schematically there were some things we did, but we just weren't consistent enough, you know, offensively and defensively as well, special teams. But yeah, we'll look at it, you know, like we do every week, and it's not the only game we look at. Obviously, we got a whole season of work that we can formulate a game plan from.
In that game, do you think they were at the score, and did it bother you though?
No, I did not. I mean, listen, you know, we get paid to play just like they do, and we just didn't make enough plays. You know, we have to keep them out of the end zone, and we have to score, and we didn't do either one very well.
After that game, Malcolm had some words about the team, didn't like the demeanor you thought of the team. Do you feel like that was accepted well, the response in the locker room, and there was any resonance there since you guys have gone 6-1 since then?
No, I think and it probably just wasn't Malcolm. I think there were other guys that felt the same way. You know, I felt the same way, but guys responded, you know, obviously. You know, we've responded well down the stretch, and right now that's all that matters. Like I said, we're a little different in all three phases, and you know, if that was a turning moment, then we can look at this season and say that was. But right now, we just got to get ready to go play again. What demeanor are we talking about? Of the team?
Malcolm said after the game he didn't like the demeanor.
During the game?
I guess during the game, yeah.
Well, I mean, during the game, and once it snowballs, everybody's kind of like, you know, let's just try to get out of here. Let's just keep it to a minimum and let's go. I mean, we all knew where that game was going, and it wasn't going to be favorable for us. And the thing is, too, I mean, you know, I've never questioned effort at all this season. Guys have played extremely hard. I mean, this is a tough business, and they played hard in that game, but we just didn't execute enough, and it affected us, and we lost the football game.
From an execution standpoint, what needs to happen early Sunday to make sure that it doesn't snowball again?
Well, you know, we got to convert first downs on offense. Best we can defensively, 3 and out. You know, to start fast. I think offensively we've done that a little bit better here down the stretch. We've been able to get points off our first drives. Defense has done a nice job of getting 3 and out, or at least 6 plays and out, and a punt, and getting the ball back to the offense. So those are all things. And those are things we do every single week. We try to do that every week, not just in this game, but the importance of this game, because it is a 1-0, you know, 1-and-done type deal. Probably is a little more important.
Doug, you announced those fast starts. Did you make adjustments game plan wise to account for that, or what would you attribute to that?
No, didn't really make any big game plan adjustments. I think as a team we just embraced it. The guys are talking about it. You know, they're like, you know, we've got to start faster. You know, we were shooting ourselves in the foot. It just came down to execution. A penalty set us back, or a missed assignment, a misread, just kept us off the field. And we have since been able to kind of correct those mistakes. And that's a credit to the players and the offensive staff for coaching those things up and making the adjustments to stay on the field. And third down has been a little bit better for us here down the stretch.
We've done the fast starts have coincided with when they started. Is there anything he's doing early in games that Carson wasn't, or some coincidence? What's happening there?
No, I think just what I said, I think just the execution's better. I think guys are just, you know, just detailing their work a little bit better, you know, as we go. And it takes a little time. We've had some different offensive linemen in there. So running backs are different a little bit. We've had, you know, as the season went on. So we've got a little more stability there. And I think guys have really embraced it and made the execute, you know, made the changes to stay on the field.
The last 5-6 games, the defense also has done a pretty good job, a better job, really, of holding the score down. How important has that been as far as a report back out with what you've been doing offensively in the game plan?
Yeah, and I think that's a credit to, you know, Jim and the defensive staff, or, you know, and might have said this after the game, but, you know, those guys now are starting to play better together. You know, the young guys are really stepping up and making plays and playing faster. You know, a lot of times when you know what you can, when you know what to do, you can play fast. And when a young player is in there early, sometimes there's some hesitation, and it doesn't quite, you know, correlate to getting off the field. And I think now, defensively, they're doing that, and it's also helping.
You know how you are in terms of the team.
As far as his health, I mean, yeah, he is getting better. You know, he is getting better. As far as practice, I mean, right now, you know, he's still resting, and until we get, you know, the okay from the docs, we'll just keep going as we're going.
We know that you're a different team now than you were in that first Saints game. How are the Saints different?
Well, one, you know, they continue to play tremendous defense. You're seeing that on film. They fly around, making plays. They've offensively, you know, still the same structure. You know, everything's going to run through, you know, Drew and you know, Ingram and Kamara, and we got to make sure that we're up on that. But these guys are, this is a talented group. You know, Coach Payton does a great job of moving guys around and presenting different looks to opponents each week. You really don't see the same plays repeated over and over, and it's a credit to him. And you know, they're coming off a bunch of days rest here, and so they'll be ready and probably have something different for us. But we gotta go.
Since the Rams game, third and fourth down, your numbers third and fourth down have been tremendous. I realize everybody contributes the entire offense, but what does Nick bring to the situation that helps you be so successful in situational football?
I mean, one of his strengths, you know, as we've said, is he plays that point guard, and he wants to distribute the ball and put it in his playmaker's hands. And I think sometimes on third, and I'll tell you this, one of the things that we're better on first and second down too. So our third downs have been not quite as long as they were early in the season. So that's a benefit to the, you know, to the whole operation. So it does make it a touch easier, you know, to complete a shorter pass or, you know, run the ball in some of those situations, which we've been able to do. But, you know, from Nick's standpoint, just managing that on third down, you know, great communication with Kelsey on protections, and you know, if we're going to run left and we need to run right, you know, that all that stuff has been ironed out, and he just manages that well, and that's what he's doing.
Your questions, please. From 4-6 and the game for you in that divisional round.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a credit to the players, coaches, for just kind of staying in the moment, you know, and you know, just trying to win the week, you know, starting with today, and then win tomorrow and try to go 1-0 each week. That's been the mentality and the mindset all season, even during, you know, the couple weeks of adversity in there. And you know, you still got to have a belief that we can get it done, and the players do believe, and they just come to work every day ready to go. There's great leadership on the team, and it's really kind of held us together and pulled us through this stretch. And then, you know, really the last three games of the regular season, I mean, they were all must win, and guys really understood what we needed to do. Came together, they've gelled, and you know, here we are today.
Is there a sense of pride that you've been able to keep this team locked in and focused after that Saints game, even after that Dallas game, that you're even standing here going back to the world? Is there a sense of pride for you and the players that they're here at this point after what you kind of went through?
You know, way back in April, and really go back to, you know, February, you know, I made a statement that to the team that, you know, you need to expect to be playing football in January, and that's playoff football. And so that's always been a goal of ours. However you get in. Now, there's several ways you can do that. Obviously, win your division, you know, and different things like that, best record and all that. But the bottom line is just get in. And, you know, and that's the expectation. And so, you know, we're not just satisfied with getting in. Now that you're in, you've got to, you know, it was presented this way. You're in the dance, right? How close can you get to the stage? And that's where we're at. We're inching ourselves closer and closer to that stage. And that's all you want. That's all you can ask for. I mean, the guys are prideful. The guys know, what's expected. But our expectation is to be playing every year in the month of January with an opportunity to compete for a title.
You're having to work toward the stage, though, in road games exclusively this year. How much harder is that than last year?
It's hard. I mean, it's tough. But we went on the road and, you know, played the Cowboys tough. We beat the Rams out there and, you know, just came back from Chicago, a fine football team. And, I mean, they're learning how to finish. And I think that's probably one of the things we've done better, you know, the second half of our season is learning how to finish, you know. And, when you're the fifth or sixth seed in the tournament, chances are you're going to be playing on the road the whole way. And that's okay. And our guys have handled that well.
There he is, Ant.
Yeah, Doug, the...
Doesn't sugarcoat it.
No.
It's tough.
Well, this is the most interesting thing was, of course, Carson has a chance to be the backup this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't rule that out. That's very interesting. Very interesting, which means, obviously, he's cleared for contact and available to go into the game should an injury take place to Nick Foles or performance-related or something. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I was surprised when he was given the opportunity on a Wednesday morning to rule him out. He did not.
Yeah, he said that will be determined later this week. And they were having their walkthrough today, which he said was more of a jog through to see where guys are. Sidney Jones as well. But he seems really calm.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, it's a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's getting his work done.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, he's been through it before. It's not like he hasn't been through it before.
Yeah, there's no tension in him at all. And I love the fact that he answered the question about being on the road and just say, okay, yeah, it's hard. But our expectation is every year is to be playing deep into January. And it's the new norm and with a chance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, let's face it. At a certain point, none of us expected this.
Yeah. not November 19th, the day after they lost 48-7 to the opponent this week. I didn't.
No, and that's the amazing thing, and that's also what I think Doug's greatest gift is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he knows how to keep his locker room. He knows how to keep. I think it's genuine. Players,
so Charlie,
but yes.
Very Charlie-like.
Yeah.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group station. Today, we're broadcasting from a great place, Andy's Diner in Conshohocken. We'll be here till 2 o'clock today. Stop by for breakfast or lunch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.